wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Your birthright. Jacob loved, Esau hated. My message concerns two brothers and is summed up in this weighty statement of God himself, as recorded in both the Old and New Testament scriptures. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What a profound statement. In it are truths of God's electing grace and God's sovereignty that we can never unfold. And I am sure, were Jacob here now, he would amen the confession of our beloved brother Paul as he said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." But I'm speaking to a world of men who are making decisions that God leaves for them to make, decisions and choices which moves God's heart in love and mercy, or settle it in determined wrath and judgment. Because of this, I must present to you the side of man's responsibility. The record of God's word plainly reveals that in all that Esau did, and in all the acts of Jacob, each one stood on his own feet, and made his own decisions, and chose his own course in life, and so must you and I. This is our own individual responsibility. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Jacob, Esau, two brothers who lived nearly 4,000 years ago, and yet today boys are named Jacob, while I never yet heard of one called Esau. One name has lived into four millenniums, while the other has rotted in the dust of shame. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. This is one of the Bible's most perplexing statements, and yet in these plain words of God himself, we have one of the most wonderful revelations of God, the God with whom we have to do. For you and I have to do with God in this life and in the life to come. That God takes a hand in the affairs of all men is undeniable. God steps in, and the destiny of proud nations is suddenly changed. The track of the living God is so left on the sands of time that only a self-willed, sin-blinded, and devil-deceived human would dare to leave God out of his life. This was the history of Esau. May not be yours. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. God loves and God hates. It is true. God declares it of himself. But whom does he love and whom hate? We shall see. Some may object and say, but this was spoken before those boys were born, so what had their lives to do with it? The question vanishes when we realize that the living God has foreknowledge. The Bible is careful to tell us that God's election is according to the foreknowledge of God. We recall the lives of Jacob and Esau after they were lived, but God, before they were born or named, knew all their life's history. He foresaw all, and according to that perfect foreknowledge, he said, "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." Why was this? Did God hate Esau because Jacob was his pet or favorite? Incredible! God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't love the white people and hate the black people. He doesn't love the Jews and hate the Gentiles. He doesn't love the Americans and hate the Chinese. God has no favorites, although he does give greater opportunities to some, but it is to those whom he foreknew would turn away so that they would be without excuse. And Esau was so favored. He was the firstborn. Esau, the twin brother of Jacob, yet born first. He had the birthright, the double blessing of his father as God had appointed it. It was God's double blessing and priority over all the other children. Both were born of the same parents and reared in the same home. But when they were old enough to choose for themselves, one's choice and course pleased God, and the others provoked the righteous indignation of God. The fact of every life is this: we are what we are by our own choice. Every Christian is such by his choice, and every sinner has made sin his choice. No one can make a man drink, or you steal, and no one can make you do right. All must be your own choice. We are therefore responsible before God for all we do, and all we say, and even our every thought. The living God was watching those two boys as they bargained about the birthright. He saw the motive of the heart and the decision of the will, as well as a trade they made, a birthright sold for a morsel of meat. So his eye is watching you, neighbor, and me too. Truly, thou, God, seest me. Oh, that all men would act, speak, and think so as to please God our Maker and be loved by him as was Jacob. God the Father said of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. God hates sin. Sin is devil born. Sin is man destroying. And sin is God provoking. God hates it. God doesn't smile on a harlot in her degradation, the masked robber in his sneaky wickedness, the drunkard in his debauchery, the sex criminal in his sensuality, the kidnapper in his heartlessness. God hates such sins, and the man who does them by his own God-defiant choice puts himself in the class of Esau. Esau have I hated. For Christ loves righteousness and he hates iniquity. Now we're ready to look at those two young men as God foresaw them and as we back see them. You won't find that word in a dictionary, nor need a dictionary to understand it either. We back see them. God looked forward and we look backward. I am not going to eulogize Jacob, for he said of himself, few and evil have the days of my life been. And he confessed himself as unworthy of the least of God's mercy. But with all his failures, Jacob sought God's blessing. He believed that if God were for him, none could stand against him, and his life proved it. But Esau's life is summed up in Holy Scripture thus, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Unquote. Esau was a fornicator. He did not regard the sanctity of the marriage relationship, nor the God who gave it that sanctity, and warned of his wrath on all who defile it. He lusted after the immoral, idolatrous women of the Hittites, and even though his parents protested, he went on in his sin. God gave parents to protect their young from evil marriages. Take warning, young folks. God is watching you. You may slip away from your parents under cover of night and marry, or indulge in fornication, but first look at that handwriting on the wall. Esau have I hated. Esau was a profane man. He had no reverence for God, like those modern Esaus who take God's name in vain. Hearken, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Esau had no respect for God, like those today who laugh when the Bible is read, who sneer at prayer, and who scoff as the gospel is preached. Such folks may go by the name of Helen or Robert, but God calls them Esau, saying, Esau have I hated. Every life has a central event that exposes the individual, revealing his heart and molding his life. The eventful day came to Esau. He had been hunting, but came home with an empty bag. He was hungry, and Jacob had food. Jacob was willing to exchange his food for God's blessing, the birthright. Esau jumps at the trade, despising God's blessing and grabbing for the morsel of meat. He eats it and is gone. Esau's heart is laid bare to God and to man. He wanted what he could get now, and he cared not for the future. He lived for time and not for eternity. He gratified his appetites, but cared naught for his soul's deep needs. Who am I describing? A man of 4,000 years ago, or is it Y-O-U? Let every modern Esau take warning. But what has a birthright to do with you? You were not born a son of Isaac, true, but you were born a man and not an animal. An animal has no knowledge of God, but you were born with the possibility of being made a child of God, for you were born of the race of man for which Jesus died to bring us to God, to be made his children and his heirs. What a birthright! Do you, like Esau, despise it and live an animal's life to gratify your lusts and senses? Being born a man, you are born for eternity. You have the possibilities of spending the great forever in heaven, while animals die and that ends it. Would you despise your birthright and live like you were born of monkeys and die like a dog? Repent, thou foolish Esau, ere it is too late to change. And where were you born? In a land of gospel light with a Bible in your home, where millions on earth are still in heathen darkness. Do you despise your birthright and say, heathen, take the Bible, I don't want it. Take the gospel, I hate it. Take Jesus, I don't need him. No wonder that God's salvation is now turning to the heathen. Then Esau wanted both. He had eaten his meat and he wanted his birthright too. Popular religions may offer you both, but don't you be deceived. You can't have your wicked life here and heaven hereafter. You must choose one or the other, Christ or the world, sin or salvation. Our Lord Jesus said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It's an exchange. You may give up God's salvation and an eternity in heaven to have your love sins and their bitter wages. This is like Esau. Or you may give up this world and your sins to have Christ and his salvation. It is an exchange, whichever way you choose. When Jacob came to the big event of his life, when he was all alone in the field with the Son of God, that night Jacob forsook all and just clung to the Lord Jesus. Will you be like Jacob? Then there came a day when Esau tried to undo his foolish choice. He begs, he weeps, but it was too late. You who are modern Esau's, hearken. One day you will curse the day you turned down Christ your Savior as you made sin your choice. You will fall on your face and beg God for mercy on you as you weep with a bitter wail, but your prayer will be too late. Don't be deceived by the devil's false prophets. One will tell you that after you die, you'll have a second chance. Another claims their elders will preach to you in the prison house of the dead. Another offers the prayers of their priests to hasten you through purgatorial fires. Another says you just burn up like a feather. And another says everyone will be saved at the last. But their lies will not comfort you when you weep in hellfire forever. Hear God's word. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Don't be another Esau, but make this the great day of your life when you let all else go and you make a complete surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord and receive him as your Savior. Tell him, Lord Jesus Christ, I will be thine and thine alone. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? And if God is against you, what matters if all the world of men and all the demons of hell are for you? You are doomed. Oh, neighbor, you need not be an Esau. Turn to God in your need of him. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, and you will be loved of God and blessed by him in this life and in the life to come. Remember, the choice is yours to make. Esau or Jacob, loved of God or hated by the Almighty God. You cannot fight God and win, and you can't despise God and his blessing without losing your birthright now and in eternity. Choose wisely. Neighbor, my Lord Jesus said, learn of me. And for over 66 years, I have been learning of him who is the revelation of God his Father. And here's what I have learned. My God, and he's the God with whom you have to do, is very forbearing and gracious. But when his patience ends, he becomes very angry, and then it's too bad for the one who is the object of his vengeance. And when you trifle with his command to you to repent, you are one who is about to experience the wrath of Almighty God. Our Lord Jesus revealed this in his parable of the Great Supper, as he declared, then the master of the house, being angry, decreed that none of those men who are bidden shall taste of my supper. You are acting more foolish than a man who is playing with two high voltage wires. I beg you to stop trifling with God's offered salvation and get in deep, sincere earnestness to be saved. For now is the time to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while his name there. For you it is to be saved now or to be lost forever. As with Jacob and Esau, the choice is yours to make. For human destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a choice that we each one make. You for yourself and I for myself. Make Christ your choice for time and for eternity. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.